Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, I'm welcoming you to the show because it's for you and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But more importantly, guys, it's more than just about creating wealth for yourself. It's about creating that ripple effect through your life, through your family's life, and through the lives of those that you touch. And through the fact that you can be blessed financially, you can bless lives too. And guys, that's the ripple effect I'm here to do today. That's why I'm here. That's why I left that financial industry to become an anti-financial advisor for that very reason. So guys, welcome to our show. Remember to check our website, moneyripples.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Definitely give us reviews on iTunes as well. But definitely check out our YouTube channel, which is the Money Ripples with Chris Miles. So check that out. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100. And be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out. So guys, you know, today, like I said, like my ripple effect here is to help you create more, to help you to have more, to have that freedom, that hope, that prosperity that you hope to have. And what happens so often is that we see people that think they can create prosperity through the traditional means, right? Through the typical 401k with the match, through saving up in the stock market and mutual funds, you know, investing with their financial advisors, but that doesn't work, right? That's why I came out of it. That's what I learned by the time I hit 2006. I learned after 4 years in that financial industry, you can never, ever truly retire free investing in mutual funds and 401ks, even if you get the stupid 100% match. It's not enough, guys. It'll never be enough. And I've got episodes there that already prove that. But this is why I'm here, guys, because I want to inspire hope and freedom and actual cash flow, real results in your life. And so, you know, of course, people are always wondering, like, Chris, what's going on now? Now with the election, and the election's up in the air. Like nobody, I mean, did Biden win or not, right? This is seriously, like if you think about what's going on in the world, I remember watching dramas and sitcoms thinking, you know, this is just not real life. And I'm not talking about soap operas, right? I'm not that horrible, but I'm talking about, you know, watching the typical NBC sitcoms you might see. And you're like, man, there's always something going on in these people's lives. Come on, life is more boring than that. Well, 2020 is definitely not boring, is it? It seems like every week there's something going on. You know, if you ever get a normal boring week, you think, well, gee, it must have been, you know, that little in-between break that you have when you have in-between breaks of seasons or something like that. But this has seriously been like a drama, right? And now we're wondering who the heck the president is. Is it Biden? Did he actually get elected? But even though the Associated Press says so, or is it actually Trump? You know, is there voter fraud or not? In the meantime, what does this mean for you? What is this going to do to your retirement accounts? What's this going to do to your money? What does this mean? Where should you be investing or not? And here's what I'm noticing is that because of what's going on with the election and the world and everything else, you guys are freezing up, right? Because of course, if you don't know which way to go, you don't go anywhere. You know, this is anytime fear creeps in, I mean, you either have fight or flight, right? But then there's also freezing. And I see more people freezing in a time like this saying, well, maybe if things will just mellow out, if things will get mellow in the world, then I can know where to invest. Here's the truth, guys. The sad thing is many of you guys are hoping for a recession. So you just know where to put money because you're like, whatever crashes, that's what I'll invest in. Now there's a little bit of truth to that, but that's not what you should be doing right now. Here's the thing. What's going to happen to your investments because of the president and who gets elected? Nothing. I actually think nothing will happen based on a presidential election, right? The truth is, historically, nothing ever really happens anyways because of a president. The president is more, he or she, whoever gets elected, right, is really a step down from just being a figurehead. I mean, yes, they execute and they can do different types of orders, but the truth is, with America, the checks and balances systems, they can't do anything. The things you should be more concerned about is Congress, you know, with the Senate, as well as the House of Representatives. What's happening there with the lawmakers, that is more important. Now, even there, I think with it being so close and split, there's probably going to be a lot of nothing happening, right? Now, there could be some things going on. Again, depends on who's in office and what gets negotiated. Yet, will there be stimulus or not? I don't know. Yeah, I think there will be stimulus. The truth is that money's going to somehow get into the hands of the people, whether it be through big business or to the people's hands directly. I will tell you this, based on what we talk about with stewardship on this show, put in the hands of the people directly, probably not the best idea. And here's why. Here's what I do know. The government is going to want inflation. Now, there's a good argument for deflation. I'm trying to work on getting some guests here to talk about that, because there is a good argument for deflation that could possibly happen. And if deflation happens, which is like what happened in the Great Depression, that could be bad news for a lot of us in some ways, right? Depending on how you've protected yourself. But the truth is that the government and politicians and the feds are going to try to do everything they can to push inflation, right? If anything, they would rather have hyperinflation than deflation. So what do we do? Here's what I'm going to tell you first and foremost is, one, make sure you are a wise steward of your money. Start tracking your numbers. Tracking, if you're a business owner, track the numbers in your business. Get as profitable as possible. Create multiple revenue streams within that business to help create some safety within that. Really, we're playing defense by playing a good offense, right? Also, with your personal finances, monitor and watch the income you're making and the outgoing that's going on. Here's the thing. Here's the argument that could be happening for deflation is that if everybody does freeze up psychologically, if everybody says, I don't want to spend money, right? Or maybe you just naturally are spending less money. Now, spending less money is not as big of a deal as being fearful to spend money and you just store it. You store it in savings. That could be bad news for the economy, because when people stop spending money, people stop getting paid. Because when companies aren't making money because people aren't spending it, they can't pay employees. And when employees don't get paid, they can't pay money. And it just becomes a vicious cycle. And this is really how deflation happens, right? That being said, the government's going to try to do whatever they can to get people to spend money. Now, the truth is they could give it to companies, but companies have been holding on to some of this money at a defense too. So companies aren't spending as much of the money as they've been given as well. And I don't blame them. In some ways, you can invest it and do great. I've been having a ball taking money and investing it in things to help expand and grow my reach here. Here's the thing is for you, what does this mean for you? Is that yes, you do need savings. Get 6 to 12 months of savings, but don't be sitting on all your cash. Get educated in knowing what's available. Guys, there is opportunity everywhere. There's opportunity in real estate right now. There's opportunity in different types of funds and syndications and things like that. The alternative investment space is not short of opportunities. We don't have to wait until there's a recession or even a depression to find the next big opportunity. Do you know right now, I was just talking to one of the fund advisors. I actually had him on, Big Mike. You guys might remember him on our show before. He was talking to me today. He said, Chris, I'm super excited because these hotels that have been going out of business, we're buying them for cheap and turning them into affordable housing, residential housing, hotels, guys. So instead of trying to figure out what to do with a hotel and maybe make it into another hotel, we're like, no, this could be affordable housing. We can make a killing off of this, you know? And so they're buying them up cheap. With every, sadly, when there's problems, you know, when there's issues like this, there's people that need problem solvers. That's what I'm gonna challenge you guys to do, is how do you become more of a problem solver in this world? How do you actually go about making something better? So that's my challenge to you guys, is look for the opportunities. There are plenty. There's people holding on to cash. There are deals right now that you could be investing cash into, making at least 8-10% or more a year, and make it with less risk than gambling on whatever politicians are going to be doing with the stock market. By the way, a lot of these things are happening. You know, real estate, for example, is, even though there can be things that impact it, they don't impact it like the stock market. you can lose in one day, you can lose or gain 3, 4, 5%, right? And then it can just keep tumbling. I mean, just think about the week before the election, the market tanked. The week of the election, it shot back up. Now, depending on which way you looked at it, you might have said, ooh, look, it made money, or ooh, this is scary. The thing you should be looking at is, ooh, this is bipolar. You can't count on it. And it doesn't produce what this show talks about all the time, cash flow. That is what you should be going for right now. If you've got one stream of income, if you're worried about losing your job, instead of just saving up cash reserves, which you should be doing, you should be focusing more on how do I get multiple streams of passive income that will pay me just in case the worst were to happen. Instead of sitting on cash and just cowering in a corner in fear, is get educated and get moving. Guys, the opportunity is now. There is plenty of things to do. Stop watching the stupid news. Stop watching to see what every little thing is going to happen. The truth is, it's just like a TV drama. You just keep going and going. You wonder how many freaking episodes are in the season, right? That's what 2020 is. It's a bunch of episodes, and you're wondering when they're actually going to hit the season finale. And the truth is, there is no season finale in real life. It just keeps going. So my advice to you guys is, you know, find out what's going on with your money. Look at what's going on there. Look at the money you have and what you could be using and figure out what can I do to get that money moving? What can I do to get that money paying me money instead? And if that means you need more education, then find a way to get educated. That's why you can reach out to us at Money Ripples. You can go and contact us at moneyripples.com and say, hey, help us get educated. But find out what that is. You might already have the right contacts. You might already have the right opportunities. You're just scared. You're just wondering, should I act? Should I spend that money? Guys, I'm not going to give you investment advice because I can't. I can't give you generic advice anyways, and it's against the law. So I'm not going to do it, right? But I will tell you that there may already be opportunities right there underneath your own nose that you can take advantage of right now and invest. I can tell you from my own perspective, even though, like, for example, buying real estate properties is a little bit tougher now because there's less inventory, there's plenty of opportunities with funds and syndications and different aspects that you could be doing with your money right now, even if there wasn't a whole lot of rental real estate here to buy right in this current moment. I can see that could change in a matter of weeks or months. But in this current moment, even if it's low inventory for buying a rental property, even a turnkey rental property where you don't have to manage it at all, the truth is there's plenty of opportunities out there. So guys, my challenge to you is get rid of that fear. Stop watching the news. Unplug from that stuff. Start focusing on what can I do with my situation. This is what you should be asking yourself, is what can I do with my situation to get educated and get comfortable to where I can get my money working for me? That is the challenge. Stop worrying about the politicians. It won't matter, because the truth is you can make money regardless of them. All right. So that's my challenge for you guys this week. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.